What's poppin', peoples? In this episode, I sat down to talk with the local skateboarding legend, Theron Nicholson. And he told me about an event he's hosting this Friday, July 19th, called the Cool Out Classic. I'm not going to go into too much detail on what we talked about, because I don't want to spoil the episode for you, but I really hope you enjoy. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you remember that you are more beautiful than you could ever possibly imagine, and I hope you enjoy the show.
I ended up going to the show at Neon Rose, and I had realized I hadn't seen hip-hop or a hip-hop show in El Paso in about 7 or 8 years. And I ended up seeing this dude, Tezu. I ended up later on finding out his name was Tezu, and this dude was just like rocking the mic. And it was like straight fire for like 45 minutes. I mean, he was nonstop for like 45 minutes to an hour. And
just different songs or just...
Yeah, no, I mean, like he wasn't covering anything. It was like his own set. Like, it was his own set. And then I ended up realizing he was coming out with a new album. So I ended up asking Rob, who was hosting the show, you know, what's going on with this dude, Tezu? And he's like, oh, man, he's dope, right? And I said, yeah. And so he introduced me to him. I ended up talking to him for a little bit. Like, he was in the back, and he was selling some T-shirts, and he makes, like, these beaded necklaces. And I went up to him, and I was like, man, like, that was probably one of the best shows I've seen. And it was cool because he was like the total artist, you know, like as soon as I started talking to him, he was like really humble, like really soft spoken, and nothing like he was on stage. So he was like pure fire on stage, and you know, he was talking about like breaking up with his girl, and he was talking about you know, localized things. So it was very true to El Paso, very true to this region, and I felt like he had so much to say about all of that. And you know, on top of that, he was like the beats, like I was breaking my neck all night, you know. I was breaking my neck, and I said, I want to see this dude every weekend. So I ended up talking to him, and I just said, you know, like, where do you play? Where do you usually perform? And he's like, man, it's tough in El Paso. It is so tough that I usually play out of town, and I usually do a little circuit out of town, and that's just kind of what I do. And I said, well, you know, like, you made me realize tonight that I had been yearning, I had been craving some hip hop. And you know, I'm somebody who was like born and raised on hip hop. You know, sure, I listened to a lot of other stuff, but you know, some of the bigger influences on me as like a middle schooler, high schooler, were like Eric B and Rakim. You know, it was like that, and then with like this underground flavor that was up and coming, like Diggable Planets, you know, that I saw you post on, like that Big Comb, like that was a dope album.
It still is.
And it's still so relevant today. And I heard even like a little bit of Raekwon, and I heard a little bit of Redman, which was, to me now, that's very soulful hip hop. You know, because you're not getting a lot of that in today's hip hop. Yeah. You know, so I thought it was really time to say, okay, how can we see this dude more often? And I just kind of took it, you know, into my own hands, along with, I ended up going up to Rob, and I was like, dude, let's put together something. No matter what it is, I just want to have like an intimate hip-hop show, and like Tezu, it, you know, needs to just be there, whether he's opening, closing, no matter where he's at, he needs to be in it. And then there was a few other artists that came up on stage, and I was like, cool, cool. You know, I wasn't feeling them as much. But then A. Billie Free got on stage. And she was like, I think Rob described it as, you know, the way Lauryn Hill kind of raps and sings. Well, that's what she does all at once.
Okay, yeah.
And it was this, she's got this whole like jazz.
Does she work that machine?
And she makes her own beats.
Okay, yeah, that's why she stood out to me.
She makes her own beats, and she's on stage with a mic doing her thing. And she looks so comfortable. And I was like, boom, there it is. I said, that's it. I said, that's it. It's going to be Tezu and Billy. And Rob said, let's do it. You know, so I ended up looking around for a couple places. And I, you know, I hit up a couple dudes that I know downtown. And then we thought about this place. So I ended up talking to Anthony. And, you know, he ended up checking his calendar. I was like, what do you got free, man? He's like, I got the 19th. It's a Friday. You know, we do like dollar margarita, dollar tacos like every Friday. And I said, well, like, what about like after 8, 9 o'clock? He's like, yeah, it stops like at 8. And I said, okay. So then I got together with Rob. I said, we can go ahead and have the doors open at 8. Tezu opens at 9. And the thing about all of this is it's really cool because Larry Overstreet, who's right here downstairs in the basement, who ended up making these t-shirts, I designed it. Larry ended up screen printing them.
You designed it?
Yeah.
I like the design.
I designed it.
I was digging it right here.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And it's so cool because everything's happening right here on this block. So Larry's downstairs. Anthony owns the 501 Bar and Bistro, and he was all about it. He said, yeah, we got that opening. I said, all right, mark us in, you know, lock us in on that date. So
what kind of people do you guys want to come?
And that's another thing, you know, just like, it started out very selfish, you know, uh-huh, on my end, because I just said, I want to see Tezu and Billy. Uh-huh. And I want to have an intimate show, and I want to invite my close personal friends. You know, and I'm talking about a lot of dudes, just a lot of people, you know, guys and girls that have been influenced by hip-hop and that are now in their late 30s.
Yeah,
and awesome. Are in their 40s, you know, and who probably, they don't even realize that they feel the same way I felt that night, that they don't even realize that they're missing, you know, this nostalgic feeling that these two artists bring, because it's very reminiscent of a lot of hip hop and rap that I grew up with. And so I want, you know, a lot of 30, 40 something year olds, but I want the younger crowd too, you know. Now it's just like, Who can we get in here? Just because this venue lends itself to at least 200 plus capacity. So young and old, everybody in between, the more the merrier. And it's just one, hopefully this is the start of something new and fresh. Even though I'm naive to the scene of hip hop in El Paso, because come to find out, like, Rob's been working the hip-hop scene in El Paso for years now. Like, he's been doing it for, like, 15 plus years. Maybe even longer.
Is he on social media?
Yeah, he's on social media. You could catch him on Instagram at the Rap Seminar. And then there's Rap Seminar _ Rob.
On Instagram?
On Instagram. So those are his two... his two tags. You know, I'm just excited, you know, because this could be the first of potentially many things to come, you know.
Do you guys have, like, a marketing budget for it?
Because
we have today and tomorrow, and Friday, mm-hmm. So, like, 3 days of marketing. But if, like, Facebook, when I posted about the like when I put that post, it was telling me that I can promote it for $30 and it'll like with Facebook you can target who you promote, so we can target that demographic that you were talking about, like 30 to 40.
Okay.
And then they were saying like if you boost it for $30 then it'll expand the reach to like 6,000 people.
Okay.
So then like that's one way like you could spread word.
I know Rob's been handling that through the rap seminar.
Okay.
So he's been really pushing it on rap seminar. And then, you know, all the shares that I'm getting. And I think for this first go around, we're just kind of like,
whatever happens.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens, you know, because we have a lot of ideas.
Uh-huh.
Now that this kind of like we jump started with this first show.
Mm-hmm.
So it really got the juice is flowing, man. Yeah. It really got us thinking. And it's like, oh, we should do this. And it's like, man, the show's on Friday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know? It's like, no.
Because it would also be cool, like what you were saying about going back to the nostalgia, but, like, for, like, an idea for future ones. It's like if you just have a Billy for your Tezu, like, just someone record, like, a quick clip of them, like, saying what got them into hip-hop. And then you just, like, post that video.
Well, exactly. This is more of what I'm talking about, too, where I ended up talking to Rob the other day, and I said, dude, I just talked to Tezu this past Saturday, and I said, you know, the one element that's missing is being able to promote the show the next day. So he's going to perform, and there's always so much energy placed into the buildup of the day of the show. Excuse me. And, you know, it's like talking to you, you know, you're talking to all these other, like, potential sponsors. And you end up throwing the show, and then you forget to record it. You forget to record it and be able to pump it out the next day, the next week, the next month.
To have it coordinated.
And have that tool at your disposal and say, hey, man, oh, you missed that show? Check it out. You know, check this out. You know, it's up on, there's this video on YouTube, you know, or whatever, you know, on my Facebook, Instagram, wherever. And Rob and I were talking about it, and I said, dude, maybe, because Rob's a great MC. So he's going to host the show, and he's really going to go ahead and thank all the sponsorships, as well as I said, dude, let's get Tezu and do maybe like a little one question, two question Q&A before he brings the fire. Because he's dropping a new album. I think it's 5 or 6 tracks, but it's all new material, which he's going to pump out that night. And Billy's coming out with a new album too.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So it's one of those things when it's like you do things on purpose. Or do things with purpose, things happen on purpose.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I really feel that's kind of what's happening with this show. And the timing is, it's impeccable.
Everything always comes together.
Yeah, especially being in Mercury Gatorade, you know? It's like, we're like, how can so many things be going so good for us, you know? They're supposed to be bad. They're supposed to, you know? There's supposed to be a lot of malfunctioning going on right now.
Do you guys have like a production company for the film and stuff?
Well, it's funny you say that because you saw that commercial or that promo that we did. That was all Gil. It's all Smells Like Fish. So Smells Like Fish. Gil's going to be here that night. He's going to be working his magic just like that. Yeah. So, I mean, I love the way he edits. You know, I love the way any skater mindset films.
There's like a weird thing going on.
they come from, I mean, we come, I should say, we come from, you know, different angles. We know the angles.
Yeah.
You know, we know where the action is.
Like, we vibe. It's like a weird chemistry that we have, like, behind the camera.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, we can play with it and stuff.
We know how to capture what counts.
Yeah.
You know? and we can get it in one shot. Or maybe 100. You know, it's up to the artist, right?
Yeah.
Or the skater. One more try.
Well, let me clean it up. Wait, I can't really watch myself skate, like, film until I come at home editing it.
Yeah.
Because if I'm there and I can redo it after watching it, I don't want to watch it.
No?
No. Or all the way, I'm good.
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't have any video parts either. Or maybe it's only because I have, like, 5 or 6 tricks in the bag. Yeah.
Dude. Just put it in slow-mo, it always looks good. Like, every time.
No, I need to speed my shit up, man.
Dude, I love slow-mo.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, so do I. Yeah, I love slow-mo. Yeah, I was able to just get a new phone, and it's hooked up with slow-mo, extra slow-mo, like, so I've been playing around with it.
That's always good.
Yeah, dude, so that's kind of the gist of it. You know, so everything's come together. I think this is a great first stomping ground to make some noise. You know, Larry Overstreet is the total octopus, man with many hats. And so he ended up knocking these shirts out. But he's going to be slanging egg rolls that night, deep fried alive. He kind of plays around with that. And, but more importantly, he's going to be spinning Psycho Dub.
Really?
Yeah. So he spins
an actual
Yeah, dub reggae, man. So he's got his hands in everything, dude.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Larry
Overstreet.
Larry Overstreet.
Yeah, that's Mitsu's brother. Mitsu Overstreet works with Dr. Skateboards quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you, man? What were you thinking as far as...
Well, I was thinking, like... Because Front Rock Media, like, we do digital...
That's you.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do digital media. So we would, like... We would go with, like, the Facebook approach or, like... Instagram also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be both Instagram and Facebook.
What do you need from us?
I mean...
Is it money?
It would be money, but more importantly, it would be, like...
Because we don't have money.
Well, I was saying, like, it would be, like, more importantly, your goals.
Okay.
Like, what you guys want to happen. How we can target people. Or not really target people, but just, like, put the message in the right places online.
Mm-hmm.
So that it reaches the correct people.
How much of that have you found to make an impact? Because... I always say, of 100 people say they're going on Facebook,
yeah, like
20 people show up.
That's even a big number.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
I was thinking like 3 or 4.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and it's more so today, right?
Because that's why, like, I'm looking at the numbers, like, because let's say I post that, I'm not an admin on the actual event page, so I can't... Like, it would be from your end that you boost the post so that it reaches, like, a certain amount of people. And then, like, with those numbers that we just had, like, it was basically, like, out of 100 people saying yes, we get, like, 3% going. We would, like, expand it to, like, out of... It would be, like, it reaches 6,000. And then within that 6,000, we find out how many people actually say they're going, and then we can expect 3% of that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like...
And on Instagram, how does it work as far as the rollover? You know, like, if you create a post and you're paying for it or you're sponsoring it on Instagram, how much more are people seeing that post?
Depending on where you put it, like... You can put it in their feed, and I feel like they would see it more. It might catch their attention, like, easier that way.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's in the stories.
Everybody's in the stories, right?
Yeah, and it's like as soon as the ad comes in the stories, like, you can swipe it easy. You know what I mean? Like, you can swipe away. So Instagram, I'm still, like, Instagram, I'm still learning more about. Uh-huh. But, like, Facebook, I have more confidence in.
Yeah, and Facebook, just because that canvas is so big, right?
Yeah. Facebook is, like, the whole city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the whole United States, you know?
It's like town hall. Or, like, yeah. Basically where everyone...
Yeah, and I'm always curious because, like, I was talking to Larry, and Larry ends up, he spins on Monday nights. Every Monday night, he's down at this bar, it's the church, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he does reggae, and now he's mixing, like, metal into...
The mix?
Yeah, because, I mean, I think he's been doing it for a few months now, and people are just kind of like... All you do is reggae, you know?
Really?
And Larry can kind of, like, obviously do a little bit of everything. Music.
Very open-minded.
Yeah, musically well, as well. So, I said, like, you know, I saw that you're making flyers now, and I see that you're starting to, like, kind of post a little more about it. And I was like, what's the turnout been like? And he's like, it still sucks. It's a Monday night. But, you know, fuck it, I'm getting paid, you know? But we don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Like, if I can make magic happen, like, fingers crossed, we get 100, 150 people in here.
In here, yeah.
But I would love, ideally, you know, 250.
Mm-hmm. And that variable is more like what he, like the actual content. Mm-hmm. That he's boosting, that he's posting about, you know? Because mm-hmm. it has to be, like... It also has to be something that actually connects with people. Because, mm-hmm. like, you can do... You can put it in front of a bunch of people, but if it doesn't connect, then...
Yeah, they're going to be, like, scroll on.
Yeah, they're going to keep on. That's why I was saying, like, something that would connect would be, like, Tezu and Billy Free talking about what got them into hip-hop. Because then someone would remember, oh, yeah, that got me into hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Or, like... Be like, oh no, I didn't like that guy. I liked this one. It'll just, like, build a conversation. And then...
And see, that's something that... Like, that commercial that we did.
Which one?
The promo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, like, that's all me and Gil.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, and that... I felt like that touches hearts, you know?
It's raw, yeah.
Yeah, it's raw, it's real, you know? And that's the thing, too, that I was telling Tay. I was just like, not only... Should we do it on stage, but having a little promo? And me and Rob are going to get together tomorrow, and we're going to pretty much, you know, knock out another promo or so. If we could get a hold of Tay and Billy, me and Rob, that would be perfect. That'd be ideal, you know.
Even if like you just do the little text message, like voice, like, hey. We just wanted to know, like, could you send us, like, a little voice clip through here of what got you into hip-hop? And, like, just play that over...
Yeah, him performing, like, on stage, yeah, like off YouTube or something.
Just something, you know?
Just, like, killing it. It's like, oh, man, this is the dude that's rapping right there. And, you know, so all these connections are being made. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, like, I understand what you mean about, like, keeping a budget. Just, like, keeping money aside for, like, stuff like this. But, like, it can be done, no matter what, you know?
Yeah, and I think in the near future, that's where our head is.
Yeah, like, with time, uh-huh. as you develop more, like, get more sponsors, then
totally.
The money will be there.
Yeah, totally. I agree, man. It's going to be exciting, you know? Because, I mean, I think... I don't want it to turn into something to where there's, like, vendors and to where there's different things. We, like, I don't ever think I would want, like, fire dancers or, you know, something like this going on. Because just having been an artist, and I never really categorize or classify myself as an artist, but I enjoy...
The arts.
They're
like the expression of creativity.
Thank you. So I understand how important it is for somebody to come and look at my work and sit there and process it and be a part of it and have it be an experience, you know? So that's another reason why Tezu and Billy make sense to me, because I ended up going to their show. There was no distractions. They were on stage, and I had that connection.
Okay.
And that is what I want people to feel. I want people to feel that connection, not just to the nostalgic ideal of this is kind of the same sound that I grew up on, but having a connection with somebody who's pouring their heart and soul out on stage, you know, that we take for granted on multiple levels, because when somebody makes it look so easy, there is a disconnect. There is a disconnect, yeah. Because, man, like, you don't see the beauty of a cow producing milk because you just take that for granted, you know? Like, that's their nature.
Yeah.
But when you were to break down and say, how does this cow produce milk, you'd be blown away.
When you actually have to do it, when you actually have to, like,
yeah,
extract the milk.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I handed you a mic and I said, flow for me, man.
But I'm a different person, because I can step up to that flute.
Yeah, you could.
But not everyone.
But not everybody could, you know? And, like, I think that's something that, you know, as I've gotten a little bit older, you know, I was aware of it at a pretty young age, because I was aware of my own skills and my own talents and my own tools that I've honed in on for so many years. So I guess that's where that big connect for me is, you know, seeing another artist and having that connection with that artist is monumental for me now more than ever, you know. Yeah.
And then what time is the Cool Out Classic?
So the cool thing about the Cool Out Classic is we're having an organized bicycle ride. Where people can meet here at 501 Texas Avenue, 501 Bar and Bistro, at 7 o'clock. So my buddy Richie Sanchez from Rad Dog Bike Company is sponsoring that and organizing it, to where all the riders are going to meet up here and they're going to take off, and it's going to be this really chill cruise around downtown, possibly Texas Avenue. I tried getting a hold of Richie yesterday. He sent me a message just saying, you know, we're just going to have a good time. We're just going to flow around downtown for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then we're going to circle back to the start of the show, you know, or when the doors open. So it's going to be from 7 to 8. Doors open here at 8. And then Larry Overstreet from Psycho Dub is going to be spinning dub reggae. And it's not like your typical reggae. So he's going to bring just a lot of underground reggae that we don't normally get. And then Tezu goes on around 9 o'clock, depending on crowd size. And then Billy comes on. And then if there's any gaps in between, Larry's already said that he's happy to fill in those gaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That cool?
Yeah.
Perfect. I felt like I needed.
And there you have it. Here's a quick recap of everything we talked about. The show is Friday, July 19th at 2019. The doors open at 8 o'clock, but everybody is meeting up at 501 Texas Avenue, which is the 501 Bar and Bistro. Everyone's meeting up there around 5 o'clock for a free bike ride around the city. That is sponsored by one of the many sponsors, Rad Dog Bike Shop. Forgive me, reading and speaking out loud. They tend to fuck me up sometimes. But Rad Dog Bike Shop is sponsoring a bike ride at 5 o'clock throughout downtown. Another one of the sponsors is Buena Vida Wellness. And the third sponsor is Smells Like Fish. The performers? We have Psycho D, Psycho Dub. Spinning, that's the DJ spinning on the ones and twos, Psycho Dub. We have Tezu performing, and we have a Billy Free performing. I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to have fun. And more importantly, I'm excited to see you there. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for enjoying this episode. I love you with all my heart and more. Stay beautiful. I'll see you in a couple days. I'll see you on Friday.